Well, it's Thursday. It's after five. It's Michelle's theme tune. Yes, Drive's own guru, well-being coach slash yoga teacher. Michelle, hello.
All around.
Yeah. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just all been very, very busy here this week. So, yeah, all good, though.
I know. The weeks just fly by. What's going on here?
I know. Time flies lately.
I
know. It's a lovely day, though, today. It's been lovely.
It is.
So, we found out a little bit what you got in store, but not properly, though. You said we're going to be doing some exercises.
I can see you looking across trying to figure it out.
I can't see from there. I should put my long-distance glasses on. I can read what's
going
on.
My chicken scroll.
Yeah, yeah. So, what have you got in store for us today, Michelle Spencer?
So, another question I often frequently get from loved ones, right, for their loved ones, mm-hmm, so children, adult children, saying, my mom or dad has limited mobility. Can they do yoga? And the answer, of course, is, of course,
yes,
you can.
I knew that one. Don't
yeah,
get a point.
That's it. And so some people might be confused. What do we mean by limited mobility? So limited mobility just means you can move, but you're unable to walk for long distances. So you can maybe walk a few steps, but that's about it. So you can get maybe from one chair to the other, but that's the max. Usually you're using something to aid you in walking.
Sure.
And same with standing independently. You can't stand independently for more than about a minute. Mm-hmm. So you need something to support you. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about limited mobility.
Right.
So of course, if you are a frequent listener, you know we've done chair yoga before. So, and it is the perfect way to get exercise into your system. And when we talk about chair yoga, we're not just talking about chair exercise. So there's chair exercise classes you can do, yeah, and that's just that. But remember, when we talk about yoga, there's different aspects to yoga. Yoga isn't just the exercises. Yoga also involves the breathing and the relaxation, the mindfulness side of it as well. So, and actually it's quite a good activity to do if you've got that limited mobility for a few reasons. Mm. One of them being it's a good way to socialize with others. So often I was looking up some facts, and one of them, one of the things about limited mobility is that you really have a hard time getting out and about. Yeah. For obvious reasons, but also using public transport.
Sure.
So if you don't have anyone at home supporting you, you're at home and you've got limited mobility, it's hard to get out and about. And I was reading that apparently most pedestrians who are over the age of 65 find it hard to cross at the lights in the time limit that you're given in that time frame.
Really?
Yeah.
Over 65.
So that's not even everyone who would be classed as limited mobility. And then I'm sure this is the U.S., but it was about, in the U.S., there's about 19 million people who are classed as having limited mobility.
Wow.
So that's a lot of people that, I think if you're stuck in your home, and especially post-pandemic, that social side of it is really, really important to keep us going. It's more, and it's not just about being physically fit. And I always say that about the yoga. It's about coming together with that community side of it. So coming to a chair yoga class is really good for that aspect of it. Get you out there.
Yeah.
Also releases those endorphins, and endorphins are our feel-good hormones. So gets us all happy, gets us moving. That's why I'm always hyper after teaching a yoga class. And also yoga, we were talking about, it teaches you really good breathing techniques. So sometimes when we're, again, stuck sitting in a chair or sitting for a long time, we kind of lose sense of our posture, and we can hunch over, and we're not, and especially if we're talking about breathing, we want to sit upright and we want a full use of our lungs and lung capacity. And Joe sits up. Excuse me.
And Michelle coughs.
Michelle chokes to death. But yeah, so coming to a chair yoga class will teach you some breathing techniques. And again, it doesn't have to be hardcore, you know, what we would call skull shining breath. Mm-hmm. That's for another day. But it's just teaching you how to use your lungs again. And again, and like I said before, lungs are a muscle. So you're exercising those. And again, yoga is about flexibility a lot of times. So we're increasing our range of motion, even if it is just sitting still. So we're going to do a little bit of chair yoga. And I've got new moves. I've got new moves.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Muscles I've not probably used in years.
I love watching people warm up before yoga. It cracks.
Does everybody do things differently?
I have lots of people who come to my classes and I can tell if you're new because you sit there in the corner warming up. I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know. It's just an automatic thing. I always sort of roll my elbows.
I must give this impression that I'm going to make you like work really hard, sweat, get that water out.
Right, okay, so where do we start then?
So, and this, if you're at home or you're in the office, you can participate as usual. So let's just, we're going to sit today in our chairs and I need to adjust myself. So we're going to come to the edge of the chair.
Right.
So wherever you're at, whatever kind of chair you're using, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Just coming more to the edge of the chair. Mm-hmm. Ideally, if it's a rolling chair, like in mine and Joe's case, we should lock the wheels, but we need the wheels rolling so we can move away from the equipment. So one other thing I want to say is a lot of people go, oh, I don't want to go to chair yoga class. It's too easy. And I'm just going to preface this with, when I did chair yoga with class with my regular yogis, they actually found it a lot harder than regular yoga because you're in such a position that sometimes you can stretch deeper into some of those areas that you normally would try to compensate if you weren't. So don't think that chair yoga is necessarily easier. And I saw someone write that down. I go, no, chair yoga is not always easy.
So you dispel all these myths, Michelle.
So you do get a good workout out of it. So let's start. So something basic we can call bird wings. So bird wings. We just, we're going to start with our hands down by our side, palms facing up. Mm-hmm. And as you breathe in, so you're going to add the breath in. You inhale, lift the hands up so the hands, palms come together. And then as we exhale, we flip the palms, press the palms back down towards the floor, towards our side.
Oh, nice and easy.
Yeah, so nice and easy. You should do about 10 times and use the breath. So you breathe in, lift up. And as you breathe out, you bring them back down again.
That's a really nice one.
Just to get, you know, blood flowing in the arms. Yeah. Like I said, it's really good even if you're sitting in the office. Mm. Another one we could do then is shoulder circles. So again, you're just lifting and rolling the shoulders back. And again, it's all about the posture too. So I'm sitting at the edge of my chair. My spine is nice and tall. So again, you're working that posture as well. So it's not just slouched in the chair sitting back. Mm-hmm. So another one we can do is down dog.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was going to do that with you the other week and we never got around to it. No. So down dog in a chair is actually quite, it's easier to do than on the floor, to be fair, I think it is. Anyways, so from here, what we're going to do, we're going to extend both legs out, straighten the knees, heels to the floor,
right.
Toes point up.
Okay, so we're not put our feet on the floor. They are literally up off the floor.
No, my heels are on. Yeah, my heels are on the floor, toes point up to the ceiling.
Right, I've got you. So heels are on the floor, so we're nice and
my legs are straight.
Got that, right. Good. Perfect.
And then you just bring the arms out, stretch them out in front of you, flex the fingertips straight up towards the ceiling as well.
So,
and you can just imagine you're pressing something away from you, so you're engaging the muscles.
Oh, I've just seen how old my hands look now as I'm looking at them.
Hand cream. It's just the hand cream we need.
Yeah.
And then, again, just hold it for about 10 breaths, and whatever your breaths are. So, for some people, my 10 breaths tend to be about 10 minutes. And then we just relax. So that's our down dog.
Oh. So where does that sort of help with
For some people, it'll be just, again, flexing through the wrists.
Right.
And like I said, so again, if you've got limited mobility, it'll be different, right? Mm. So you'll feel more tension through the arms. So if you're flexing the hands and pressing away from you.
Yeah. It's as if basically you're facing the wall and you've got your hands pressed against the wall. That's kind of what it looks at. Right?
And then your feet, if they're extended along the knees, the knees are straight. So you should get a bit of a stretch to the hamstrings, the back of the legs, toes pointing up. So you get a stretch to the ankles as well.
Yeah, that's nice and simple, especially if you are at a desk all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't move. You're just working constantly, right? So that's perfect.
That's it.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. And then let's just do one more. So we can do our goddess. So goddess, we've done goddess before, but I love this one. So it's just bringing the knees wider than the chair. So you're bringing the knees 45 degrees out, pointing 45 degrees from the corners of your chair.
Yeah.
Toes point out. So imagine you're doing a seated plie.
Yeah.
right?
I don't know what
or seated hakka. Imagine you're going to do the hakka. All right, now we're on Joe's terminology.
In this sports, I'm okay. Hakka. What's a plie? Is that
ballet.
Like ballet? Okay. Right. Okay.
So again, and if you're sitting on the edge of the chair right away, you should feel a stretch through the hips, the groin.
Yeah, totally.
And thighs. And then we're going to lift the elbows up. Arms are going to come into a cactus shape. Fingertips point to the ceiling again. Yeah. But again, so often what I see is people drop the elbows, but lift the elbows so they're in line with the shoulder. So again, you're using that strength and squeeze the belly button.
It's as if you put your hands up. You know when they say hands up, you put your hands up.
That's it. Yeah. And the knees are pointing out. This is the one sometimes I get people to do faces like the hakka. You're like, okay. Tongue sticks out.
I won't be doing that with the camera. So what, do you hold the pose?
So you can hold that again, or you can just lift, and or we can, what the other thing we can do here is we can squeeze the arms in and out. So we're pressing the forearms in towards each other, palms, the hands in towards each other, and then out. So as if you were doing chest press at the gym.
Yeah, I've got you. So it's just basically putting your arms out and then bringing your hands together in front of you, really. So that's what it does.
So that would be the exercise portion of the class.
And you do as much as you possibly can.
That's
so even
it.
If you can only do it for a couple of minutes, all of them, then that's it's better than nothing, right?
That's it. And then usually we end with a little bit of relaxation at the end. So again, it's you just sit there, come back to the breath, just even breathing, the breathing in, breathing out. And so you can do about an hour of this or 40 minutes. It depends on the class, but I would recommend finding a class actually. Yeah. And again, it's for the community side of it. And And then those people who are kind of like, well, actually it sounds all right, but I think I want a bit more. So with chair yoga, same thing. You can do some standing postures with it. And again, if you want to work on the weight bearing, we can use this chair to support us.
Yeah. Perfect set. Michelle, again, you've smashed it out of the park, haven't you? Yes. So I can't wait for next week. But, well, you've kind of shaken up the last 45 minutes of the show because I do have a shake it off session usually. And the shake it off session, we normally hear this first. And then the next track that comes on after that, we dance like there's no one watching. But what have you asked for today?
I've asked for Shake It Off, just to add that movement into our daily lives.
And how can I say no? Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Michelle's episode will be up over the weekend with all the relevant links. Michelle, thanks so much.
You're welcome. See you next week.